Make sure you have the KSL News Radio app to stream BYU games wherever you go. You can also get breaking news alerts and podcast your favorite KSL show, all on one app for KSL News Radio.
Final segment of Cougar Nation. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte with you. It's been a lot of fun this season talking BYU basketball, BYU football every single Monday. Big thanks to our bosses for putting together this program and giving us the chance here to be on the legacy home of the Cougars and have additional BYU programming, because I don't think there's any place better than KSL News Radio when it comes to covering BYU sports for as many decades as we've done it. I think that we're kind of standard when it comes to BYU sports. So it's been a lot of fun these Monday nights throughout this 2023-2024 season in athletics to cover BYU and hear from you, Cougar Nation. 801-575-8255 if you want to get on board with us and share your closing remarks on this BYU basketball season. You can get on board with us tonight. But, you know, Matt, the question that we've had today, what gives you hope BYU will return to the dance next season? We got that question out there, but you also teased the starting lineup. What would you like to see, maybe a way, way too early look at that starting five next year when BYU tips it off again in November?
It's a really challenging question, because the one lineup I would love to see, I just don't know if it would work, is Dallin Hall is the starting point guard. Nothing's going to change there. I think Dawson Baker is a nice fit in at two if he's healthy. So I would slide Dawson Baker in there to get some extra playmaking and shooting. At three, preferably, you get Jackson Robinson back. And I don't think you're getting him back off the bench. So he's a starter. He's the focal point. He's the star of the team. Jackson Robinson, small forward. And then this is the tricky part. What do you do with the Foose and Khalifa dilemma? And it's a good dilemma. It's just we don't know if they can coexist. Foose, I think, has got to be in there because he's physical and provides a alternative scoring option in the low post. It's what do you do at center? Is it Khalifa or somebody else? I'll go Khalifa, but I do acknowledge I'm not sure that that starting lineup can work.
I feel like that starting lineup can work if Foose extends his range. We were talking to Mark Durant over the weekend, BYU Sports Network analyst. And he talked about how Foose has got to be a guy that extends his range to 15 feet and maybe then and more. Is it possible? We'll see. But there's got to be a way for Khalifa and Foose to be on the floor together. And I think in the previous segment I talked about the players that BYU needs to, you know, make their foundation. I forgot to mention Ali Khalifa too. He's got to be in that mix. I think Ali is critical to how BYU operates next season. And I think Khalifa and Foose have to find a way to be on the floor together. Mark Pope was confident back in October that those two could play together, but it just never worked due to the injuries, because Khalifa had the knee, and then when Khalifa was working his way back, Foose then got the hamstring, and then Foose didn't get fully healthy until February, and then Khalifa got sick, and he was out for, you know, multiple weeks. It just never worked. And then you get to the point where this is kind of what the team is. Why reinvent the wheel, to steal a quote from Mark Pope? This is what it's going to be. But next year, though, I think there's got to be a way to figure that out. And for Foose's sake, he's got to be able to extend his range if he wants to become a pro and play in the NBA. Because if he does extend his range, that guy could play in the NBA. He plays way bigger than his height would tell you. His wingspan is massive. We all know that. And his strength, his base is elite among the Big 12 players. But, he's got to be able to knock down 15-footers mid-range game, because right now it's pretty much residing in the paint. And when that went sideways on him against Duquesne, he was struggling quite a lot on offensively for BYU.
And he's got to be better at finishing around the rim. There are too many games, Mitch, where he's 4 of 12 or 3 of 9. When the majority of your shots are coming within 10 feet, that's got to be at 50%. Minimum. Like the games that he was 7 of 10 for 18 points and 10 rebounds, BYU always won those games. It was the games like Duquesne where he was okay but missed a couple easy ones. They get two or three of those buckets, they beat Duquesne, Mitch. It's that simple. So It's going to be a fascinating story. And then there's Noah Waterman, too. Like, if he takes another jump, maybe you just go with Waterman and Khalifa, and if Waterman can hit the three, he's got some size. I mean, he certainly improved, even though it tailed off at the end. Waterman did improve. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I like the options that they have. I'm way more optimistic about this team next year than I was last year at this time, looking into the first year of the Big 12.
And I think when you look at the Big 12, you know, BYU – establishing itself, establishing an identity, helps their cause to get someone talented in the transfer portal to join this mix. I thought there was a noteworthy name, Keanu Dawes, who entered the portal today out of Rice. He's a guy that's related to former BYU center Derek Dawes. He's got ties to BYU, ties to the state of Utah. Like, I always just kind of feel like when I saw him commit to Rice out of high school in the 2023 cycle, I thought, that is a soulless program. There's nothing at Rice basketball that just inspires you. BYU, despite its flaws in the March Madness tournaments, they win, and they consistently are in the mix. But so much to get to this offseason. We'll cover it all on KSLSports.com. We'll have content on the weekends on Cougar Sports Saturday. It's been so much fun, Matt, doing this on Cougar Nation. We'll have BYU football, spring ball content this week, and then we'll be back at it in August, getting you ready for another year of Cougar football here on Cougar Nation. So we will talk to you then this fall, but also on Cougar Sports Saturday every weekend here on your legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. Thanks again, and listen to the podcast on KSLSports.com.